Chapter 9. Pondering over the great creation of Allah, the passing away of life of the world, the horrors of the day of requital, and laxity of one's nafs. Allah the Exalted says, I exhort you to one thing only, that you stand up for Allah's sake in pairs and singly, and reflect within yourselves the life history of the Prophet, peace be upon him. 34:46. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Those who remember Allah always and in prayers, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and think deeply about the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Rabb, you have not created all this without purpose. Glory to you! Exalted be you above all that they associate with you as partners. 3:190-191. Do they not look at the camels, how they are created, and at the heaven, how it is raised, and at the mountains, how they are rooted and fixed firm, and at the earth, how it is spread out? So remind them, O Muhammad, peace be upon them, you are only a one who reminds. 88:17-21. Have they not traveled through the earth and seen? 47:10. Ayat of the Quran and a hadith on the subject are many. See, for example, hadith number 66 mentioned before.